With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Billings State Senator Elsie Arntzen is campaigning to be the first Republican superintendent of public instruction in Montana in 3 decades. During this year's election, she hopes to replace current superintendent Denise Juno, who's termed out of the position. Arntzen sat down to talk with Montana Public Radio's Capitol reporter, Corin Cates Carney.
So, Elsie Arntzen, thanks for taking the time. Why do you want to be the next superintendent of public instruction?
Great question. I'm from Montana. From Billings, been teaching for 23 years. And as a state legislature's current state senator, for 12 years, watching different policies that affect kids. They affect our local schools. They affect our communities. And they affect our state. I've seen so many top-down requests and almost mandates that have come from the federal government and special interest groups come into our state. Montana's not like that. We firmly believe in local control. And with the legislative experience that I've had and, gosh, that 23 years in the classroom, I know I can do better.
And the Office of Public Instruction has, for the past more than a decade, been Democrats been elected to that position. What, as a Republican candidate, are you going to do to be more successful than some of your predecessors?
It's been 30 years since a Republican has held this position in Montana. I'm very excited about applying conservative ideas and making sure that it is a Montana brand on education. And it has to come back to where it is, like I said, about local control. It is about our local trustees. Those are the individuals that are elected, and I believe that government is best when it's closest to the people, and that's your local trustees.
And what are some of those conservative values that you want to put in place in the education system in Montana? Do you have some examples?
Well, number one, we are going to come back to our children. It is about where our children are currently, but where they can go. I have watched, as I said, in the 12 years in the legislature, plus working in the classroom, I have seen that it's been more compliance. In other words, you must do these things. And it's very, very challenging. Children are changing the modality of how they learn. Computers are not going away. We need to make sure that teachers are highly trained for that as well. So it is that entire spectrum of looking at education, but the main focus needs to be coming back onto the kids.
And by focusing on the kids, can you explain what that means?
Well, number one, I have seen within the walls in our Capitol, there's been quite a discussion based on what the age of children are when they start public education. But we need to be looking at those students that warm our seats right now in our classrooms. So I would really like to focus on middle school. I believe if we look at middle school, we look at that individual, that student, and we shine a bright light on a path that they might want to encapsulate when they get into high school, that they would have a reason for going to high school, a reason for crossing that stage when they get that diploma. It's not a piece of paper. It's going to say what the value and that worth of that public education has been.
And do you see any current programs or policies that Denise Juno has put in place that you might continue to carry on?
I do believe the awareness that, yes, if you are in school and you are learning, then you are going to learn. Your rate and your manner that you learn is different. But being there and attending school is extremely important. So that is there. But walking across that stage and just being counted in graduation is different than making sure that that value of that graduation diploma is there. My job, and I take it very seriously, networking with all the community, networking with chambers, networking with businesses across our state, saying that there are opportunities for these middle schoolers to realize so that graduation does indeed have a value to it. So it's adding value to that graduation.
And do you have strategies or ideas in place to help you accomplish some of these goals?
Oh, I do. You know, we have children that are in school 180 days. So I have a 180-day plan once elected, and to hit the ground running and full well knowing that the responsibility goes to students first.
And do you already have that 180-day plan written?
I have pretty much formulated, explaining to you that it is about kids, making sure that I have qualified teachers, discussing again that computers are not going away and technology is going to be there. That's going to be a component part of it. But making sure that I have a quality teacher. I want to make sure to ensure that, and I want to make sure that every district of those 400 plus very unique school districts that I have across our state have an opportunity for that qualified individual that might be within their community, that might need to have a different pathway to ensure that they are going to be successful in the classroom.
What are your thoughts on Common Core?
Common Core is a standard, but again, I've watched it. I've seen it. I've taught with it. Some communities have embraced it. Some districts have embraced it. And money has gone toward it and been dedicated toward it. I don't think anybody in our state would say that we need to lower our standards. In fact, we need to raise our standards. I'm very concerned about how Common Core has stopped the creativity flow from those great quality teachers that are there that would look at a student very uniquely and say, well, let's try this. I want to make sure that we're teaching what our Constitution says, to make sure that every individual has that opportunity to learn. And I do not want Common Core to stop those opportunities. We want high standards.
Last week, a district judge ruled that religious schools could benefit from tax credit scholarships. What were your thoughts on that?
I watched it through the legislative session as a state senator, was in the committee hearing it, voted for this because it is about opportunities. In Montana, we must make sure that all opportunities are looked at. We have children across our state. Some are in public, some are not. We need to make sure that all of our children learn with that.
In your term, what would you hope to accomplish?
Well, number one, stating that it is about kids. It is about when they learn, how they learn, and who they learn from. It is about that teacher, that qualified teacher. It's also about our system. We need to revitalize that system. Yes, it is about taxpayers. Yes, it is about passing levies and bonds. It is about the believability in our communities. It's also about the schools themselves, the buildings, the brick and mortar, and what goes inside there. And it is about those local trustees. That's that system. We have 16,000 students in one district and 2 students in another district. It varies greatly in our state. One size does not fit all. So my job in being the leader of all of these very unique districts is going to be having a can-do attitude, not something that's going to be compliant because you have to, because you must. Innovation must be there. Creativity must be there, especially given the resources that we have. And also being a champion, knowing what I have through the legislature, being a champion for that local control, for that trustee, but most important for that student, all our students across our state.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Elsie Arntzen is the Republican candidate for Superintendent of Public Instruction. Her Democratic opponent is Melissa Romano, a fourth grade teacher from Helena. We'll air an interview with Romano this afternoon. You can find both the interviews on our website now at mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.